Let's have a little ring-a-ding-ding this morning as we're making our way across the country, going sea to shining sea. It's Michael Patrick Shields on radio stations across the Midwest and worldwide at MIBigShow.com. You find me this morning in the Palm Springs area, the Celebrity Playground, and gosh almighty, there's a Forever Marilyn statue here, a big, tall statue of Marilyn Monroe, and we know she had her tryst here with John F. Kennedy back in the day, and it's been highlighted, or low-lighted, if you prefer, in the new movie about Marilyn Monroe. But it was Bing Crosby, it was Bob Hope, go on and on, it was Elvis. But Sinatra, Frank Sinatra, Old Blue Eyes, the chairman of the board, was the king of the Palm Springs area, and I'm coming to you live this morning from the JW Marriott Desert Springs. And if you were to go into the ballroom here at the JW Marriott Desert Springs, you'd see a plaque on the wall. It says Frank Sinatra, and there's an etching of his famous hat. On February 25th, 1995, Frank Sinatra performed his final concert in public in this ballroom, which has now been renamed in his honor. And on that glorious night, he performed six songs flawlessly, including You Make Me Feel So Young and The Best Is Yet to Come. And if you go to his grave nearby here, it's etched right on the headstone, The Best Is Yet to Come. It's the Marriott Hotel. And for me as a performer to broadcast from the last spot Frank Sinatra sang in front of an audience, it's quite an honor. And nobody really knew it was the last performance of his career. He was playing and singing to the people who came to play in his celebrity golf tournament. And gosh, he just said, let's play another, and let's play another. And it ended up being six songs. And at the rehearsal that afternoon, he was tanned and rested, and he was in a great mood. And he had come off a performance in Japan that didn't go so well. He was starting to show his age, and he knew that the end was coming. But he opened up the set here at the JW Marriott with I've Got the World on a String, and he was the Frank of old. He didn't miss a word. He didn't miss a note. Then he said another song, and let me have another, and let me have another. And he was at the top of it, and then he disappeared into the chilly desert night here in Palm Springs from this place, the JW Marriott. And you go down there, there's a beautiful mural on the wall. Very tasteful. Very tasteful indeed. And it wasn't much longer after that he died at the age of 82, having left Palm Springs. But if you go to places like Melvin's here, his memory lives on. You would meet people who waited on him and served him and knew him. And you can live the Sinatra lifestyle right here. We love broadcasting. We're in California, and there was the sort of Frank Sinatra of baseball broadcasters when it comes to Spanish broadcasting, Jaime Arín, who Saturday night at Dodger Stadium, they had a goodbye celebration. Why? He's retiring. Well, he's only worked for something like 60 years as the Spanish broadcaster for the Los Angeles Dodgers, or Los Doyers, if you prefer. And Jaime Arín, in case you never tuned him in the radio, sounded like this.
Está batiendo 2.99 con 4 cuadrangulares y 21 impulsadas.
Su voz es reconocida por millones de amantes del béisbol en todos los Estados Unidos.
Dos bolas, un strike, la cuenta para Grandal. Bases limpias, dos outs.
Por su estilo inconfundible.
Se prepara
Link. Now the Real Sports show with Brian Gumbel explained how Jaime Arín learned how to broadcast from the now late Hall of Fame broadcaster Vin Scully.
Back when he started calling Dodgers games, Jaime Arín enjoyed a press box seat. But the team didn't send him on the road. So he was forced to call away games from a studio in L.A. with the help of the Dodgers' main broadcaster, Vin Scully.
He would listen to us in English, somehow translate it immediately, and then do the game. Remarkable talent. I was in awe of what he could do.
So you were doing simultaneous translation, but that basically helped you learn how to broadcast
a game. Yeah. Yes, it was a great school. That helped me a lot.
¿Qué tal, amables amigos? Donde quiera que se encuentren.
In those early years, Harin's style effectively mirrored Scully's. What Harin couldn't see from a studio in L.A., Scully supplied.
I would give him some things that he can use in his broadcast. So I would say it's a brilliant blue sky, or there's a breeze blowing in. We try to give him things that, being home, he would not be aware of, and he was clever enough to work that in.
You didn't have to do that, but he did. And he became my teacher, my idol, my friend.
We got along so exceptionally well that I would have given him the shirt off my back if it would have helped his broadcast.
Vin Scully passes away this summer. Jaime Harin retires, and there was quite a send-off on the field there at Dodger Stadium before the game. Magic Johnson, of course, as one of the owners, was there. Edward James Olmos, the actor, and they had a clip from Bob Uecker that was, of course, irreverent and funny. And Fernando Valenzuela, they played the call of, you know, you just can't make it up. If you love broadcasting, it was rich. And when Jaime Harin finally got to the microphone there, and it was Charlie Steiner, by the way, who emceed the event. He's the Dodgers radio broadcaster now with an ESPN background. Mr. Harin sounded like this.
I have had the privilege of speaking to you for the past 64 years. But no matter what I say, it is not enough to say thank you. Forgive me, but it is not enough for what I have in my heart. I have loved being with you, being part of this great organization, bringing you Dodger baseball. There are several dear friends and colleagues that have helped me and inspired me so much along the way. My broadcasting partners over the years, starting with René Cárdenas, José El Fat García, Rodolfo Hoyos, Pepe Iñiguez, José Mota, and of course, the great Fernando Valenzuela. If not for Walter and Peter O'Malley, who knows where I would be today? But I do know one thing. I still would have been a Dodger fan, a fan of the greatest organization ever.
Experiencing perhaps the greatest season in the history of Dodger baseball. With the sadness of Vin Scully's passing and the retiring of Jaime Harin, the most wins in the regular season in franchise history, an all-star game in your home stadium, Albert Pujols hitting his 700th home run, oh, by the way, 699th as well in the same night, and Clayton Kershaw certainly would have had a perfect game if they hadn't taken him out. The playoffs are coming, and it will be a send-off for Jaime Harin in broadcasting. The Sinatra, if you will, of Spanish baseball broadcasting. We're here at the J.W. Marriott Palm Springs, and Desert Springs is what they call it. And if you look around here, too, you'll see lots of evidence of the great Gerald Ford, Michigan's president, who lived here, the Palm Springs area. Of course, the Betty Ford Clinic and Gerald Ford Drive, Gerald Ford High School. It's Michael Patrick Shields, Michigan's big show in Palm Springs at the J.W.